If you go to the Bunker Hill Forest Preserve just outside Chicago, you find picnic spaces, bike trails, and woods. Acres of woods. If it's the wrong day, though, a security guard will turn you back from those woods.
Closed off for a while. It's closed off for a while.
What are you doing exactly? Burning?
Control burn.
Forest preserve workers in sooty yellow fire suits are burning brush and trees. They say soil tests show that this land was once savanna, a kind of grassland with a few trees mixed in. They're trying to restore it to that original landscape. Volunteers help out with this restoration, but a small number of people want to stop it.
Everything that they burn today is areas that they have cleared over the past 2 years. What we're opposed to is a clear-cutting and burning of our live serpent forests.
Bathsheba Berman shows me the site after it's cooled down a little bit. She wants me to see what it takes to turn woods into savanna.
It's a little muddy, so...
It's hard not to know.
Yes.
This place is being actively transformed.
Yes.
I mean, you can see brush piles that have been moved around. Trees obviously have been cut because we can see the stumps.
Yeah.
And they just burned today.
Yeah.
So.
And what it really does is kind of tell the story of what the restructuring of an ecosystem looks like.
Berman and a few of her neighbors have protested the transformation of these woods into savanna. Some don't believe this was ever grassy savanna in the first place. Berman says even if it was savanna, though, it's woodland now, and she regrets losing the trees.
If you're not familiar with the site and you hear, wow, there's a rapid increase in grassland species, it must be doing something wonderful. Nobody talked about what happened to all the woodland species. The reason you have an increase in grassland species is because you took out all the forest.
Habitat restoration can be violent. It can involve poisoning or burning unwanted plants, or maybe killing animals like deer that graze on more desirable plants. Wildlife managers use restoration techniques all the time, but on occasion, critics like Berman ask tough questions about it. When that happens, people like Stephen Packard rush to its defense.
So now we're standing in a place where all the brush was cut last year.
Packard heads the Chicago chapter of the Audubon Society. He's offered to show me some restored savanna about 10 miles north of that Bunker Hill spot. It looks kind of familiar.
Yeah, there's stumps and sticks
everywhere. It's mostly bare ground. Is this ugly or is it not ugly? Here's my perspective on it. To me, it's like a bunch of broken eggshells after someone made an omelet. This is a beautiful thing to see the first stage of recovery. It is stumps, it is bare ground, but from doing this, certain plants will start to come up, they'll keep developing.
Packard says no one restores savanna because they like chopping trees. It's just that some plants need open space and light, like in a savanna. Dense woodland creates too much shade for them. Packard says if we let some natural areas literally run wild, a few aggressive species take over, and the rare ones lose out.
You lose millions of years of evolution of these species that may be important to the planet. And so why not have some places where we take care of them?
Packard says some natural areas are so unhealthy that for now, we need to protect some parts of nature from others. And he says if you don't buy that, you don't buy restoration. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.